We've been talking about how immigration is changing America, talking with residents of two communities in transition. Census data predict that by 2050, minorities will account for half the U.S. population. Increasingly, many immigrants are bypassing the cities for the suburbs. Here to put all of that in perspective is Robert Brugman. He is a professor of architecture and urban planning at the University of Illinois at Chicago. He joins us from the studios of KCPW in Salt Lake City. Professor Brugman, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Now, the census data tell us that minority groups are growing, but, you know, that's been happening for a while. What makes these numbers so significant?
Well, I think it's the different pattern that's very interesting, that earlier in the century, the pattern for immigration was from Europe primarily, and even though the numbers were larger as a percentage, I think that what's happened now is they're from all over the world, and they're not just coming to the inner city, they're going almost directly out into the suburbs, which is very surprising considering that the pattern in the past had always been to arrive at the port of entry very close to the central city.
Are the people who move to the suburbs first and bypass the cities entirely, are they different from the people who go to the cities in terms of so their incomes or what they do?
I think that there is a difference. I think that what we're seeing currently is that we have a lot of immigrants of the traditional kind who had very little money, and very often these are from Mexico, for example. But we also have a different kind of immigrant today, a very well-trained immigrant from particularly places like the Indian subcontinent, where they already have a considerable amount of expertise, of job background, and they're the ones, I think, that are more likely to go to the suburbs. But I think that actually what's happened is just that we're so much more a suburban nation, so much higher percentage of the population lives in the suburbs, that it's almost inevitable that this would have happened.
And I don't know if you've been following the stories as we have of the way some communities have been reacting negatively to their immigrant populations. And it's just interesting that in a lot of these communities, the immigrant population is very high. I mean, in some places, it's almost like 45% or 50% of the population. And not only that, these immigrants have created their own sort of economic activity, you know, stores, movie theaters. As one of our guests mentioned earlier, that she lives in a community now where you can go and see Indian movies or movies in Hindi and Urdu. I just wondered if you had an opinion about that, because traditionally, of course, the attitude is that, you know, immigrants, that people resent immigrants because they're draining public services. But in these places, it's very obvious that immigrants are also bringing a lot of economic activity. So what do you think the resentment's about?
Well, I think that part of this is just numbers. We had a huge percentage of immigrants in the early 20th century. In fact, the numbers, the percentages are even higher than today. It was 14-15%. Today, we're no more than 12% immigrant, foreign-born, that is. I think that there always was a major problem in the United States trying to accommodate so many people from abroad. But I think that to put this in perspective, I think that this unfortunately probably doesn't reflect the fact that for the vast majority of immigrants, they come to the United States, they fit in rather easily, and can make this enormous contribution. So, yes, it's true that the friction now seems to be at the forefront of people's minds, but I think maybe that's that doesn't really reflect the overall picture, which has been that the United States has worked as it has always worked in assimilating in an absolutely astonishingly efficient way tremendous numbers of people.
If minorities account for half the U.S. population in essentially a generation or two, do you think that that will change the way we think about that topic, or we think about diversity in this country?
Well, remember that minority or that immigrant by 10 years later has children that are in the public schools, will be considered very much part of the United States. So the numbers that we're seeing, although they're larger than you saw in 1900, 1910, it's still a smaller percentage then. So I have no doubt that we'll be able to see a similar kind of process where people become part of the mainstream.
Robert Brugman is a professor at the University of Illinois at Chicago. He joined us from the studios of KCPW in Salt Lake City, Utah. Professor Brugman, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you very much for having me.